You're tuned into Let's Talk Up Close and Personal with Dr. Nathalie Chase Thompson and friends. Without further delay, let's get right to it.
Lord, we praise you. Lord, we glorify you. Lord, we lift you up. And that's where I am today, on a quote-unquote birthday vacation. I was working on some revisions to my book that's getting ready to come out. And I was thinking about some of the things that I allowed, some of the people that I've allowed to be in my life, some of the things that I've allowed to take place in my life. Can't blame anybody else, no, because I allowed it. Give thanks for the Lord, that he is good. Give thanks because he stayed the hand of the enemy. Give thanks because he kept you from death. Give thanks because he is God and there is none other beside him. Give thanks because he allowed you to see a day that you've never seen and a day that you'll never see again. Give thanks. I thank God for another opportunity to get it right. Every day above ground, we have an opportunity for a do-over, an opportunity to just love, opportunities for to forgive, opportunity to make peace, opportunity to enjoy life. Things may not always go the way that you want them. Things may not always go the way that you plan. But even in the midst of it, all good, bad, or indifferent, there's still something that you can give thanks for. Looking through the book when I was going back for the final review, I was thinking, you know, I found myself reliving some of the times, and there was still some residue there that I didn't know even still existed. But with that residue, I was able to go through a healing process. You have multiple stages of healing. You have multiple stages of forgiveness. You have multiple stages of facing your fears, facing your demons, facing yourself. You got multiple stages that you go through. You got multiple stages that you encounter. But the more that you ignore them, the more that you choose to not face them, the longer the process is going to take for the healing to begin. The more you choose to avoid them, the longer it's going to take for you to begin to process through to the other side. I consider myself like a David for the most case. You know, David and Goliath. David didn't run from Goliath. He just went ahead and challenged him and charged him, you know, come on, that's all you got. You know, sometimes you do it, that's all you got, and you are trembling, but you still say that's all you got, come with it, you know. And before you know, you're on the other side. So that's how I've been looking at these years that have passed, reflecting on the times that have passed. And just like I just heard him say, and even those times when he's allowed me to redeem the time, when he's allowed me to be able to obtain things that I've lost, things that in ignorance I've given away, things in ignorance that I may have squandered, he's allowed me to recover. As David said, shall I pursue? The Lord said, pursue and recover all. There are going to be times in your life that you will be able to pursue, to go back and snatch what you've lost. And not only will you do that, that's where that abundantly above, more than you could ever ask or think, comes in. Recover all. There are going to be some things that you're recovering that you didn't even know you had lost. there will be some things that you're recovering you didn't even know was even in the mix. Pursue and recover all. Pursue and recover all. Oh, give thanks for the Lord. He is God and he is good. He's a good God. He's a good, good Father. He's a good Father. Jesus the Christ, the anointed of the anointed one. He's an awesome big brother. Holy Spirit, he is an awesome comforter, protector, shield, and guide. You know, you wear him like a well bodysuit. Well, I mean, you know, it fits snug like a hand in glove because that's who you are. That's who you are. And I'm loved by him. For he's perfect in all of his ways. He's perfect in all of his ways. He is perfect in all of his ways. I'm not perfect. But he is perfect in all of his ways because that's who he is. He loves us in spite of ourselves. He provides for us because he said that he would and he can't lie. He gives us the desires of our heart, even sometimes we don't deserve it. Even sometimes when we have messed up royally and he still gives us the desires of our heart. I think sometimes he does that because he has to prove himself to us as well as prove himself to others around us that say that he doesn't exist. So he shows up and he shows out for his glory. How about that? For his glory, for his honor. That's only duty. You know, I'm not one for big celebrations and big to-dos. And I never thought... I feel it coming. I never thought that I would be emotional about the birthdays. The only one that really made a difference, or should I say the only one that really meant something, was my 50th birthday. Why? I don't know. I guess because it's a symbolization of Jubilee 50, Jubilee recovery. But this one was special. Because I'm here with my grandchildren. I did say grandchildren, didn't I? You know, but they know they better not call me grandma. I'm still me mom. But I'm here with my grandchildren. And it's not so much the big ones, the older ones, because you know they're gonna be off doing their own thing. But with Xavier, my son, and Ja and Yaya. That little girl has been a hot mess. I like carrot cake. We went and I bought myself a carrot cake for my birthday. So the other day, she comes back. They had gone to the pool or somewhere. And I heard her as soon as I was in the room and I heard her when she came in and she said, Daddy, can I have a piece of cake? And she must have went to see the cake. She knocked on my door. She said, Mima, somebody cut your cake. I said, I know. I cut it. She put her little hips on herself, on her little herself hips. And she said, Mima, you wasn't supposed to cut the cake. I said, why? I was supposed to wait on you? Yes. Put her hands back on her hip, turned her head, and walked out the door. I say, what? Hannah Montana say, oh. You know, but it's just, I watch her. And when she puts her clothes on, Mima, you like how I look? How do I look? So I ask her every morning when she wakes up, I said, what princess are you today? Sometimes she'll be Princess Yaya. Sometimes she'll be Princess Cinderella. And sometimes she'll be Snow White. And it depends on, and sometimes she'll be Rapunzel, so she can let her hair down. It depends on what day it is and what mood she's in when she wakes up. You know, but the simple things, just the simple things in life, those little things that we look over. Sometimes we're looking for the great big celebrations and the great big activities and events that happen in your life, and you miss that little thing that makes you smile. Or you don't even put much weight on that little thing because, oh, it was funny, but, you know, it wasn't grand. But yes, it is. Yes, it was. You know, watching Xavier, and he's an old man in a young person's body. I was watching him yesterday, and she was trying to do something. And he reached past Ja, because Ja was getting ready to do it. He reached past Ja to reach over to Yaya to do what she needed to have done. I said, he's the uncle, you know, because normally she does say, I don't want you, Ja. I want Zay to do it for me. I want my Uncle Zay to do it for me. So I guess he has just taken that part, you know, and just watching things like that, simple things. I can say, God, I thank you. I thank you, you know, and even with my son, I am so proud of both him and Tasha. You know, we didn't always have the best relationship. But not only do we have a relationship, we have a friendship. We talk. And now they talk and I listen. I listen to their advice. I listen to their counsel. I even listen to them when they call themselves fussing at me. Now, I'm not going to lie. A lot of times I just want to laugh at them. But I don't. For the most part, I don't. You know, but I have to realize they have been with me all of their life. They have seen some of the things that I've gone through. They have seen the way some people have treated me. They've seen some ways that I've treated other people. And they do have the ability to speak into that and to speak and to address some things. And they address some things, and normally they address it as from the outside looking in. Most times they don't address it from, because I'm your child and I'm speaking to you. But they address it from different perspectives. And I look and I smile because that's how I raised them. And I'm grateful. My husband, hardworking man. We don't always see eye to eye. We don't always like each other. But thank God for the love of the Lord. And I told him last week, I realized something. God put man here to till the ground, to take care of the ground, to work, to provide. He put us here to rear the children. I think we got that a little out of whack. And I would always say, you know, he's not doing this, he's not doing that, but he is doing the very thing that God put him here to do. He is an excellent provider. He might not have a handle on some of the other things, but he has a hands-down handle on being a provider. I don't want for anything. I don't want for anything. And I'm thankful. If it's anything pertaining to ministry that I mention and he hears of it, he'll say, okay, babe, Let me figure out how we're going to do this. Let me figure out how I can do this. And he makes it happen. And I'm thankful. You say, why am I talking about all of this? Because there are some people that are sitting out here wondering how to get from point A to point C. And they want to bypass point B. First of all, give God thanks. And guess what? There are people that don't even profess to be saved, but they still tell God, thank you. There are people that are out there that are not trying to live a right life, but they still tell God, thank you, because they realize who has kept them, who's protected them. This is not about just those of us that are part of the body of Christ. That's for people that have breath. Let everything that have breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. You got breath today? Tell God thank you. Did you wake up this morning? Tell him thank you. Are you able to clothe yourself? Tell him thank you. Are you in your right mind? Tell him thank you. That's all this is about today. Just telling God thank you for the little things. Thank you for keeping you. Thank you for protecting you. Thank you for keeping your children. Thank you for making way for business, for ministry, for whatever it is. You know, my grandchildren in college, thank you for protecting them through this pandemic. Thank you for keeping us safe and healthy. Just thank you. You know, just thank you. Just that's all it is, just a thank you. So that's all I have this morning. That's all I have this morning, you know. I'm just in a thankful posture today. I'm just in a posture to give God glory, to give God the praise. You know, I've been thinking about Mama Jones and Mama Lester and Mama White and Mother Stokes and Mother Harris and my Aunt Ella and my Aunt Margaret and my Aunt Bernice and, you know, my Uncle Prater and all of them, my dad, my Uncle Bill, my Aunt Marie, Aunt Will and Mother Chambers, Aunt Leela. I've been thinking about all of them and how through the years they loved me and they cared for me and they molded me and they shaped me to be who I am today. And thankful that I had the opportunity for them to be a part of my life and for me to be a part of their life. Just grateful today. Just grateful. Just grateful. And no, I didn't forget my mama. How can I? She gave birth to me. You know, my mom, she's 93, and sometimes she's here and sometimes she, you know, she wanders. But nevertheless, she's still with me. And I am especially grateful for Pauline Clementine Chase. That woman has endured hardness as a good soldier dealing with me. But she never walked away. She never turned her back on me. She never lost faith. And she'll tell everybody, I never would have thought that that one child of mine would be who she is today. I remember when she spoke on one of the services and she mentioned that. And everybody laughed. And so she had to break it down to them. You know, and I'm just grateful, y'all. I'm just grateful. I'm just grateful. Grateful to be alive. 3 heart attacks, 3 strokes, paralyzed twice. Blood clot to the lung. All kind of stuff that has happened, but I'm still here. Things that should have taken me out, but I'm still here. Why? Because he had purpose. He has purpose. He has purpose for me. And it's not about me, but he has purpose for me in the earth, in kingdom, on behalf of others. The ministry that he's placed in my hands to steward is for other people. He's allowed me to go through the trials and the tribulations so that I would understand and have the passion and the motivation and the push and the drive, because it's about other people, not wanting other people to endure some of the things that I've had to endure, not wanting families to have to go through the things that I've had to go through, but having a compassionate heart to understand the process. So I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I should have been dead, should have been crazy as a bed bug, but I'm here in my right mind. I'm grateful. I'm grateful, y'all. I'm almost touched because I could keep going right now. I'm not going to lie. I can keep going. I can keep going, but I'm not going to keep going. But I just want to tell God, thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I just want to thank you this morning. I want to thank you for early rising. I want to thank you for the increase that's coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west. I thank you for the increase in my life, the increase in my family, the increase of the abundance of wealth for us personally and for ministry. I thank you. I thank you for the increase financially, mentally, spiritually, physically, emotionally. I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, how you stayed the hand of the enemy and how you told death, not today. Hallelujah. 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 On multiple occasions, I should have been dead, but God, you said no. Daughter, live on. I thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. I thank you for allowing me to be used by you. I thank you for the life, good, bad, and indifferent that I've endured. But God, I thank you because I understand the purpose behind it all. Didn't like all of it, but God, I thank you that you gave me the will to do, the will to go through, the will not to give up. I thank you. I thank you, God, for using me as a catalyst for others to see that you can make it, that you can go through, that you can have hard times, but you can make it. You can come out to the other side. God, I thank you. I thank you even when spirit of witchcraft and satanic warfare came. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You put the tenacity, you put the word, you put warfare down on the inside of me to be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. I thank you. 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 I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord, for those that you've allowed me to be able to mentor. I thank you, Lord, for those that you've placed, God, for me to cover, God. I thank you for the ministries that you've called me to cover, God. I thank you for the leaders that you've called me to tutor and to mentor and to birth out, God. It's not out of me, God, but all out of you, God. I thank you, Lord God, for those ministries that you've allowed me to birth into the earth realm, God, into kingdom, God. I thank you, God, because it had nothing to do with me, with Nathalie, but what you had birthed on the inside, what you impregnated me with, what you placed on me before I was even formed in my mother's womb. I thank you. I thank you, Lord God, how you're allowing it to be manifest even through my children and even through my children's children. I see it, God. I see it, and I thank you for allowing me to be alive to see it. I thank you. I thank you. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I am so grateful for your love, for your sharing, for your caring, for your provisions. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. Even going through being homeless, even going through sleeping in a car, even going through not having money to pay bills, God, I'm still grateful because you showed me, Lord Jesus, hallelujah, from the paying of the tithes, hallelujah, Jesus, from sowing the seed and giving, God, the giving, not grudgingly, nor of a necessity, but cheerfully giving, God, that you would cause men to give into our bosom, God. You would cause resources to come. You would cause ways to be made out of no way. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Through the prayers, God, you've caused life to be given to my children. I thank you, God. You've caused the hand of the enemy to be stayed away from my grandchildren on multiple occasions. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. God, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for those that I'm in covenant with. Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah for the other apostles and the other fivefold and just those people that love me, not because of who I am, but God, but just because I'm Nathalie first. Yes, Nathalie first. They love me even with my quirky and even with my mood swings and even in with my indifferences at times, they still love me. And God, I love them to life. And I so appreciate them. Thank you, Lord God, for even those that I've been in covenant with and the time has come that we had to go our separate ways. I thank you, realizing that nobody is here for a lifetime, but some are ordained to walk for a lifetime, and some are just here for a season. I even thank you for those Judas that were placed in my life, because if I had not had a Judas, glory to God, some things I wouldn't have prayed through, some things I wouldn't have warred against, some things, God, I wouldn't have realized that I had to push my way through. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you that you haven't made a bed of ease, God. But some things I had to endure hardness as a good soldier. Lord, I thank you because it made me appreciate and not feel entitled, not feel that I was due this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. I wasn't due anything. But because of your grace and your mercy and your love for me, you've allowed me to experience so many things. Mountain highs and valley lows, God, success and failures, God. You've allowed me to go through and I thank you. Hallelujah, I thank you. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. I love you today, God. I love you today from the depths of my heart. I love you, hallelujah. Woo, Jesus, with joy. With joy, with joy, with joy, with joy, the wells of water swell up and raise up in me just to be able to tell you thank you, to tell you I love you, to tell you I magnify you, to tell you I worship you, to tell you I glorify you, God. Hallelujah. Because if it had not been the Lord who was on my side, I wouldn't be here. So I thank you. Once again, I surrender my will and my way to you. I place my life into your hands, God, and say, have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Glory. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way. For the Father knows what's best for me. Even when I want to go left, you tell me to go right and I pull it. Sometimes you scream my name out. Because I'm just not hearing you. I'm just not seeing you. Life has been so weighted down. And sometimes you just in a still small voice. Sometimes you might have to pop me. Yeah, you do. Sometimes you have to hit me. Yes, you do. But nevertheless, I know it's because you love me. And I thank you. I thank you. And I give you all the praise and I give you all the honor and I give you all the glory. Not just for me, but for those that stand alongside me. For Lord, I thank you for blessing them. I thank you for health and healing and prosperity. I thank you, Lord God, for making ways out of no. I thank you for redeeming their time. I thank you for blessing their ministry, their business, their homes, their marriages, their families, whatever they stretch forth their hands in righteousness, God. I thank you for blessing them, God. I thank you for multiplying. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the pruning, because through the pruning, even more life comes forth. So God, each day you delay your coming. I thank you for life and you allow us to see another day, health and strength. So let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, may they be acceptable in thy sight, for you are our Lord, and you are our Redeemer. In Jesus' name, I do pray. Amen, amen. I love you. God bless you. God keep you is my prayer.
Thank you for tuning in to Let's Talk Up Close and Personal with Dr. Nathalie Chase Thompson and Friends. Be sure to tune in next week right here on Praise 107.9 for more raw, uncut, and to-the-point conversation. To contact Dr. Thompson, please visit LTUCNP.com or call 904-418-8611.